We're going to call this meeting to order. Are there any guests that need introduction, that want introduction? Oh, we need to get Mr. Roop on the phone. Sorry about that.
Thank you for calling Brady Trucking. Please listen carefully as our menu options have changed. If you know your prior instructions, you may enter it at any time. Please hold on while we call this room transfer to.
Scott Roop.
Hello, this is Scott.
Hey, Scott, it's Tom.
Hey, Tom.
We're in session now, and we're just starting. The entire board is present.
Okay.
And we have several items today, but the last one, which is 2C, the resolution 2018-1. By the way, did Scott get a copy of the new one?
Not the new one, I can hurry.
Well, that's okay. Since that is open session, I would entertain a motion to move 2C to the front of the agenda today.
I would make that motion.
I'll second it.
Any questions? All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Oh, wait, we're waiting for a secretary. I do have to do this again. You can't do it, Dave.
Yeah, it's being taped. That's only on Wednesday. It is being taped.
I think I'm going to wait a minute.
I can write, Mr. Chair.
Scott?
Yes, sir.
We've made some ministerial changes to the resolution that should be coming to you any minute now. But may I suggest, if we pass the resolution, we can still make ministerial changes before we submit it.
Okay, I'm good.
We're waiting for our secretary to come back.
I know the gist of the resolution. I don't have any problem moving ahead.
Yeah. Okay, then we're presenting a resolution to be submitted to the legislature, frankly, in support of a study and implementation of a railway in the Uinta Basin. Is there any discussion about the proposed resolution? We have had various testimony in the past on this issue, so I think we're prepared. Is there a motion?
I move we accept the resolution 2018-1.
A second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Unanimous.
You know what? Can you note me as an abstention? Just really quick, let me explain. I can't support anything that's not in the governor's current budget. You can note that I am supportive in concept and think this is a great process, but I'm not allowed to publicly state any support for anything that's not in the governor's current fiscal year budget. Other than that, you know, I think it's great for future years, for future use.
With that exception, but let me ask a question. The community impact funds, is that part of the governor's budget?
Well, in past it has been, for example, when they were looking at building a coal port.
So it could be.
And at first, if it had excluded the legislature and just went on to use community impact board funds, that would have been different. But where we're directing the legislature to direct the
We're requesting.
That said, I'm supportive of the concept.
With that caveat, do we have that caveat in the record? Okay, so it passed unanimous. With that caveat from?
One abstention.
Oh, you abstained?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Okay. I didn't hear that. Okay. Now we're going to move on to the other item, and I'm going to need a motion to go into closed session.
Mr. Chairman, before we go into closed session, may I add something that's not on the agenda?
Please do.
I had the opportunity to attend a dinner a couple of weeks ago with it was the annual Ivory and Company meeting where all of their employees gather, and CITLA was recognized as the Associate of the Year by Ivory and Company. Ivory is a partner of ours in St. George and also a partner in Eagle Mountain. And Michelle McConkey and Elise Erler and Roger Mitchell were there. And I just wanted to tell you that publicly they recognized CITLA as their Associate of the Year, Partner of the Year. Privately, they were very, very complimentary of the relationship that they have with staff and the tenacious follow-up of our staff in drafting contracts and documents and putting them in play. They've never experienced a partner that quite follows up and has the professional demeanor that CITLA has. I thought it was a very very good meeting, a very good honor, and I just wanted to make that in a public setting.
Commendations to the staff. And to the real estate committee, I must say, who, you know, the wisdom and knowledge behind that has got to be very helpful too. Roger also did a good job.
One note, and this is kudos to Roger and his team for picking a partner. One of the team told me that Ivory just sold an art development in Eagle Mountain, a home for something on the line of $580,000. We, of course, share on a percentage basis. And $580,000 for a house in Eagle Mountain, that is just a world record. We've got thousands of
That's great.
To go.
How many square feet was that home?
You know, it was only like 3,800. It wasn't a big...
Wow. That is amazing.
So, Mr. Chairman, what this really means is,
keep that average price up.
Yeah, good, because what this means is my children will never have a home.
Yeah, that's the other side of the equation.
That's the downside of it.
Okay, now may I entertain a motion to go into closed session?
So moved.
Hang on. Pursuant to Section 52-2-405, Parent 1, Parent D, for a strategy session to discuss the purchase, exchange, or lease of real property.
It's 205, not 405.
Okay. Is it 205 or 405? Sorry. 52-2-205. And do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? It's unanimous. We are in closed session.
So should we get a motion to come out of the closed session?
I move that we come out of closed session.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Aye.
It's unanimous.
Move. The donation agreement dated December 22, 2017 between CITLA and the Suburban Land Reserve Incorp, Inc. as amended be ratified with the direction to staff to close the transaction at the earliest possible time, subject to the condition that Section 1.5 of the agreement be clarified to accommodate the proposed tax increment financing arrangement with Salt Lake City and Salt Lake County, while preserving the agreed sharing of revenue between CITLA and SLR. The board does not need to provide additional consent or ratification beyond this direction to staff.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Any discussion?
Mr. Chairman, I will abstain. I support what's being done and support the project. I will abstain from voting because of to avoid any perceived conflict because of an investment in adjoining property.
A personal investment?
Company investment.
That's what I thought. Okay.
And Mr. Chair, I would also like to declare
the perception perhaps of a conflict, although I just want to avoid any appearance that it is a conflict, in that I serve as a service missionary for the LDS Church. I work with Farmland Reserve, which deals with real estate issues. SLR is a group that also does that. We are not affiliated. I do not work with them on a regular basis. We do not. We have not discussed this project. I don't have any personal. I don't have. There would be no personal gain for me in this at all. But I just want that to be sure that, to avoid any appearance of conflict, that I state that.
For the record.
For the record.
Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? And let the record show that Mr. Bullard abstained. Do I have any other business? If not, can I get a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous.